Great stuff. I don't normally do it this way around, but I thought we'd have a talk, just briefly go through the band themselves so that everybody gets a mention. I know that you're obviously on lead guitar and vocals. Now, I hope I've written, got, I took this off your website, so I hope I'm up to date. Firstly, we've got Nathan Hulse. Is it Hulse?
Yes, yeah, we got Nathan in on bass. We mentioned dear Tony Cole before, and he did the last one at Deal.
Right.
But he has in fact retired.
Right.
He's still not out, but he's not retired hurt, but he's actually just having a quieter time at home these days.
All right. Well, please send him my regards and tell him I remember with great enjoyment the when he was on the interview with us. That was good fun. I loved it. You know, it's great. So
Yeah,
tell
his
him,
character.
yeah. Well, tell him I wish him the best and I hope he enjoys his retirement. Right, next we've got Keith Smith on Ribbon. Tell us a little bit about
Right.
Keith.
Okay, well Keith has actually not played with us for the last year or so. In fact, probably going back about 18 months. He's not been very well. So we've got a very, very long-term replacement in the shape of a Keith Smith lookalike. He actually looks like Keith.
Right.
We scoured the country. Well, we didn't actually.
You found his lost twin brother.
And so happens that this guy knows all the tunes. He's got all
Right.
the guitars. He's got the red guitars. He's got the white guitars. He's got the amplifiers. Basically, he's got a music shop as well.
Right. Oh, well,
And this guy's Howard Gillespie. Howard Gillespie.
Gillespie. Yeah. Oh, that's why I've got a note. I'll come back to that in a moment because I've got a question mark against the guitar because I was reading a little bit about that. I'll come back to that in a moment. Then we've got Tim. I'm bringing this up to date. Tim Jackson on drums.
Yeah, Tim is the very youngest of us bootlegs. He started out drumming. I think I saw Tim first when he was about 12 years old and only about 3 foot 6 high, you know. So, and you could just about see him behind his drum kit at the time. He is a great lad. He's 26, 27 now. So we love him in the band because he actually brings the average age down to about 49.
Yeah. And you've got some young power there as well to keep you going. I like that. Right.
We have, yeah. He's a bit of a drum machine behind
Yeah, we
us,
don't like to talk about old Paul. On keyboard, we've got Tony Bayliss, Bayliss Binks, his nickname Binks.
Yeah, Binky Bayliss.
Right.
Now, he is probably one of the originals,
Right.
and he's probably been in the band probably about 17 years or so. He did it just as a favor to Tony because Tony Cole started the band with a friend of his many, many years ago. And they were looking for a keyboard player. And he said, "That's okay, that's okay. You can only just do what you can, and it will only be for a month or two." So 17 years later, he's still doing it and still enjoying it.
Oh, right. Well, he must love what he's doing.
Well,
Right.
the great thing is, I think you need a keyboard with the shadows, some of the shadows hits, because they had fantastic orchestration, didn't they?
Yeah,
Like Wonderful
absolutely.
Land and Guitar Tango, for example, Atlantis. So you kind of need that in the background. And when the Shadows toured, of course, they had a guy called Cliff Hall on keyboards, and it was fantastic. And of course, Warren Bennett, that's Brian Bennett's son, joined them a few times on the tours.
You know your history on them. Right, let's come to your second choice, and I'll just come back to Howard Gillespie in a moment. Your next choice, well, what can I tell you? A gentleman I've been very privileged to see, it just shows you how old I am, Roy Orbison. I saw him live with the Beatles. I heard him, I saw the Beatles, but I didn't hear them because all you heard was screams with the Beatles. That was lovely to see him though. Anyway, this is anything you want, one of his later tracks. Here he is, folks, the Big O. Don't you just love it?
Every time I look